South Florida's only entrepreneurs station is 880 The Biz.
Money never sleeps, pal.
880 The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed
billions and billions
of dollars in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected. He has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guest, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Thank you so much, Wanda. And we're really going to get right to it today. We've got a great show for you today. We've got the CBRE Edge. Then on Saturday, we've got Supercar Saturday out at Warren Henry Automotive at the Lamborghini Broward store. So it's a big show today. We're going to get right to it. I'm going to welcome real quickly, right after the break, we're going to have Arden Carson. We're going to have Trish Blasey. We're going to talk about real estate development, building your real estate business. It's going to be great. Wanda, let's go. All right, we're starting it up for sure. Also, the people that started up, our friends at Warren Henry, remember to join me. Wanda, are you going to be out there this week?
I'm not sure yet.
All right, well, usually Wanda and Polo are out there. We have a great time at Warren Henry Automotive up at, Griffin Road and...
the highway.
That's right, State Road, 75 and Griffin Road.
It's
great.
One.
It's great, 300-400 people. It's a great place to bring the family, see some exciting stuff, have a great time. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Imagine if I had had a cup of coffee today, Wanda.
No.
Okay. Hey, remember, check out Warren Henry. They've got Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audi. Down in the Keys, they've got them all. Wanda, when are we going to the Keys?
One of these days.
I'm telling you, we got to get Polo in the car and go there. Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything anytime. For 4 years, I know my mom loves calling that person. So join me, my mom, and I'm going to say it here, my beautiful wife,
Hi, Vivian.
I love her so much.
Hi.
We're members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Rock it.
Are you ready?
Ready for what?
A show.
Are you ready?
I was born ready.
Jim Freed.
That guy knows things.
And Wanda Mild.
There's nothing more embarrassing than when you pass up a slow driver to show them the proper way of driving. You go around them and show them how they should be driving. And then you hit a red light.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
And you're watching them slowly creep up in your rearview mirror. And you're just...
This is such a fun show.
Please change. Please change. Please change.
It's showtime.
Mother's Day is this weekend, and 880 The Biz is giving away $1,000. To help make it the best day ever, log on to 880thebiz.com and
click on
for a chance to win mom $1,000. Sign up for free now on 880thebiz.com.
Well, that's awesome. People ought to be clicking. Where do they click, Wanda?
880thebiz.com.
All right, that sounds great. Everybody pitch in and do that. And oh, while you're at it, give me a call at 305-773-6300. You go, why? Because I'm helping people all the time with creative financing. Maybe they need it for their home. Maybe they need it for their business. Maybe they need it for their real estate transaction that's commercial in nature. I help them all. Foreigners, locals, everybody. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. I've done billions and billions of dollars in real estate deals. Let me help you. Let me bring my assets to your team.
He said assets.
That's right. 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
Recognized as one of the top 10 media influencers of real estate, this is Freed on Business and your host, Jim Freed.
All right, let's go influence some people. We've got a great show. We've got the CBRE Edge. Oh my gosh, I'm all fired up. The CBRE Edge with my good friend Arden Carson, who's got my other good friend Trish Blasey on. It's going to be Good Friend Day here on Freed on Business. Welcome back, Arden Carson.
Good afternoon, Jim. How are you doing? I'm sitting here with Trish.
I think you could tell I'm fired up.
All right. Yes, definitely. Always have a lot of energy, motivates us as well.
Oh, well, that's terrific. Now, hey, Trish, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Jim. So good to hear your voice.
Always a pleasure. Now, I know Arden's got a whole bunch of questions for you. Arden, why don't you tell folks who Trish is and, let's get rolling.
Okay. Well, just to start, just to remind everyone, all the listeners, that The Edge by CBRE on Freedom Business is a monthly space where we talk to real people delivering real advantage across various industries in South Florida. As strong advocates for women in leadership, we focus on highlighting remarkable women who are breaking the glass ceiling and who also have fascinating careers. So as we said, Trish Blasey is sitting right next to me, and she is a development professional. She is the president of Borghese Investments. I met Trish a number of years ago at an ICSC convention when she was the head of development at Codina. So welcome, Trish.
Well, thank you, Arden. Great to be with you today.
Yeah, so you're the president of Borghese Investments. That's your current role. How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this a long time. I've had my own firm now for 12 years, and I've been in the industry almost 30 years now.
Wow. That's hard to believe. Time flies, doesn't it?
It does.
So where did you grow up, and where did you go to college?
I grew up both here in South Florida and in New Jersey. My family relocated here when I was 10, and I grew very accustomed to the sunshine, so I chose to attend University of Miami and still go back there pretty frequently to guest lecture.
Yeah, where'd you go to high school?
North Miami Beach, baby.
Go Chargers. You know, it's really cool. We moved here when I was about 9 from New Jersey, too. Trish, I never knew that. Really cool.
There you go.
Wow. Maybe you were classmates in high school. Did you know that?
I think I'm a little older than Trish. We don't need to go there.
Okay. We won't discuss that. In any event, certainly, we love the transplants, and we're continuing to try to attract more of them. So that's actually a big part of our real estate engine these days. But great story. So tell me, what led you to working in development?
It was a complete and total accident. I graduated college with a degree in finance, and had chatted at the time with a lot of my friends who had the similar degree and had gotten into the banking field and were not terribly happy. I interviewed for all kinds of positions, stock brokerage, banking, management trainee in a number of industries, and got an interesting offer to be a credit and customer service manager in a department store chain that some of you will remember, Jordan Marsh. And it was a very interesting time. It was the late 80s, and we were just about embarking on the S&L crisis. And I found retail interesting, but learned very quickly it was a way to work very, very long hours for very, very little money. And at the time, a couple of my friends from the department store industry had been recruited by a large mall development company, and there was a positioning opening, and they asked if I would be interested, and I said, sure. I was 23 years old. I didn't have any terribly fixed ideas about things, but I knew I liked being in malls, so getting paid to run one sounded like an incredible experience to me. And I think the idea is they presume that you'll leave a good amount of your wages in the mall before you even have a chance to cash your paycheck. So it's a good system, I think. But I really enjoyed the experience and then was introduced to some open-air developers and eventually was recruited by a strong regional development company called Codina. And I was offered some tremendous opportunities there to really start to learn not just the operational end of the business, but the development process. So everything from acquiring land, analyzing markets, understanding all of the dynamics that lead to a successful project in several different asset classes. So I had exposure there to industrial and to office. And in addition to my retail background, it was really a great way to become extremely well-rounded.
Yeah, that's what I love about real estate. You just have access to so many different lines of business, so many different types of people. And then speaking of Codina, I mean, wow. I mean, they have launched the careers and of so many fantastic real estate professionals in our community. I'm just a really big fan of Armando Codina and the quality of work that they do. In fact, I spoke to Armando yesterday, and you know, I truly view him as one of the grandfathers of Florida real estate. So
it was really an amazing company, and his successor firm also obviously really, really accomplished in mixed-use development and a lot of residential, but Armando offered so very many of us an opportunity to really learn the business, the ground up. And so many of us have been really lucky in our post-Codina careers, and many of us still do business together. Jose Hevia, who was the CEO of Flagler, the successor organization to the original Codina Group, is one of my partners.
Wow, that's great. So they do have, there isn't a Codina alumni club. You all get together and...
There's not an official club, but there are many of us who keep in touch and get together pretty frequently and continue to transact business.
Well, that's great. I love Armando's energy, and he's always available, emailing at 10, 11 at night. So a great role model. So speaking of role models and mentors, are there any people, key people, who have deeply influenced who you are and what you believe in and what you're committed to?
Certainly Armando was one of those people. And what was very interesting is, on the outside, to a lot of the community, Codina appeared to be a very male-dominated company. And not everyone knows that Armando has four daughters and no sons. And so Armando was used to living in a home with five women. So though many people didn't know at the time, he was really incredibly supportive of my career. His eldest daughter, Anna, was one of our interns during the summer and worked with us as a project manager and really helped in Armando's understanding of the importance of advancing women. I was also then very blessed to work with my good friend, Stephen Battelle, who also was very focused on understanding the role of women in the industry and how important it was that there was a place for us, and it wasn't so obvious to everyone at that time. It's really made a big difference in my life.
Wow, that's great. And, you know, that's great that you also give back as well. So being mentored by, you know, these very successful real estate professionals, but then that you give back and are mentoring others. So what is your professional philosophy?
Be true to yourself, to your partners, to your clients, and to your customers. You know, we spend a lot of our lives working. Being honest with yourself about what you enjoy doing, what you're good at, and performing well, not just for yourself, but the other people that are involved with you, your partners, your investors, your clients, your tenants. It's very difficult to fake enthusiasm. And I find that if you have it yourself, number one, it's very contagious. Just look at Jim.
Oh, come on now.
And that if you continue to surround yourself with people who are very like-minded and true to their own selves and very enthusiastic about what they do, it really makes for an incredibly powerful experience. And I think that's what best breeds success.
Yeah, I mean, that's so true, that if you're not happy, it will definitely be apparent in the way you deal with people, situations, and even in your work product. So that's a very meaningful takeaway. Thank you for that. So what are some of the challenges you've faced as a leader / business professional, aside from losing your entire marina at Monty's, which, you know, I definitely want to talk a little bit more about that. But
yeah, Irma is just a name that I don't want to ever hear again. And as for challenges, how much time do we have? Look, every business is fraught with challenges. I think that, number one, approaching them head on and being honest in your evaluation of challenges is at least 75% of how you solve them.
There's another challenge that we're facing right now is that I'm getting told I got to have a break. Would you guys mind? And then we could talk about the rest of the challenges in a second. And you guys know I hate Irma because I was out of my apartment just a couple of weeks ago because of Irma.
Yes.
It's ridiculous.
Okay, absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much, Wanda, for keeping me on track here. We'll be right back. This is great stuff. I'm like, love being a fly on the wall here. We'll be right back listening to more about how to build your career and develop here in South Florida with two of Miami's power women, Arden Carson and Trish Blasey. We'll be right back. Ladies, stick with us.
Don't be fancy, just get dancy. Why so serious? So raise your glass if you...
All right, had to wait for the music to kick in there. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Gainesville's got their Audi store. Key West, their store down there, has just about everything you could possibly want. What do they all have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. Remember to join me this weekend on Saturday from 10 to 1 at Supercar Saturday at Lamborghini Broward up on Griffith Road and I-75. See, I live on the east side of town. Anyway, remember.
You can't miss it.
You can't miss it. It's fabulous time. You know, join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
Mother's Day is great for appreciation and love and macaroni jewelry, but it isn't so great at giving moms what they actually need, which is the gift of not being needed. This Mother's Day, Kraft is giving moms just that. So go ahead, hire a babysitter, and Kraft will cover the bill. Spend the day how you want to spend the day. For me, that would be brunching at a kid-unfriendly restaurant, or not having to hide in the bathroom to eat my cookies, or just sitting in my car for like 5 minutes in complete silence.
On 880, The Biz.
All right, and hey, if you need some real estate capital, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Real estate's a lot of times about having the right creativity in the capital stack. That means making sure you've got money that can think with you, that has an alignment of interest with you. Give me a call at 305-773-6300, and I can make that happen for you. Done $3 billion plus in real estate deals. Let me bring all that to the table for you. Call me at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
Recognized as one of the top 10 media influencers of real estate, this is Fried on Business and your host, Jim Fried.
All right, I want to thank the Content Funnel for that recognition. We had a great webinar, which we'll have up on the Freedom Business website probably Monday or Tuesday. They're producing it and polishing it up. Anyway, I want to get back to my two guests today. Tremendous power group today. We've got Arden Carson, who runs CBRE down here in South Florida on the CBRE Edge segment, and she's got with her Trish Blasey. Trish is one of the top developers here in town. We're going to hear how they have built their careers and what tips they have for people in the real estate industry. Back at you, Arden and Trish.
Okay, well, thank you. Again, so when we left for the commercial break, we were talking about challenges, and I'm fascinated with the work that Trish did to redevelop the Montes Plaza in Coconut Grove. I live nearby, I walk by all the time, and the property looks amazing. So tell us more about that.
Well,
Arden, it's a ton of work, I can imagine.
Thank you. And I am very, very lucky to have some extremely talented partners, both of whom in prior lives were general contractors, which doesn't hurt when you're very quickly trying to put into place a lot of resources that are You're not exactly the only person calling after a hurricane to get some attention from different vendors. So we had the foresight to put together a team, knowing after we had been advised of the storm's path and what the winds were looking like and knowing what storm surge was probably going to be, that it wasn't going to be pretty. And there's nothing worse than being home and flipping on CNN and watching a reporter reporting from your parking lot. That's just, it's not good. You know, if you wake up and Jim Cantore is in your neighborhood, you know, that's the guy that the Weather Channel sends to the eye of the storm. So with all that in mind, I think that preparation was obviously a huge advantage. And are being able to manage those resources very quickly and very effectively. The tremendous background that one of my partners has in marine construction helped us very quickly evaluate what would be the right reconstruction methods. We had phenomenal contractor, Kearns Construction, who specializes in marinas and is now a tenant of ours in the office building.
Nice.
But the cooperation of the city, the cooperation of all of the various permitting agencies involved really helped us execute very quickly. And though it didn't feel like it was happening very quickly, when we look at some similarly situated properties, you know, we've been open now again since February and are enjoying full occupancy. And have also had the opportunity during that reconstruction to improve our main plaza, which is really enjoyed a lot by the public. The Grove has really become the pinnacle of live, work, play destination. And with all of the office that's under construction, residential, you've really started to see a lot of the same people who are in the neighborhood really all day long, because they live there and their offices are there now, and those are some of the same people that are taking advantage of dining opportunities. So the community in Coconut Grove is very near and dear to our hearts. So we started to have some public events. We had an evening sunset meditation last month, and we're looking forward to using that space.
I need to go meditate.
I didn't participate, and I really should have. But those are the kinds of things that we're hoping to engage the public in the new plaza.
Wow. Well, I can't wait to participate. But more than just the redevelopment that you did post-hurricane, what I love about the plaza is just the way you reimagined it. That property's been there forever. I used to go to Monty's when I was a kid, but the way you recreated the storefronts and brought in all these retailers. Clearly, that's your background, retail. But you know, talk to us about the evolution of that, because it's brilliant. Bringing in Starbucks on that end cap, who would have ever imagined? Sushimaki. I mean, just what a great group of tenants.
So a lot of people ask, why would we put Sushimaki in there? We own and operate our own restaurant. Why would you invite competition? And we feel very strongly that all of it supports the greater good in the environment and the neighborhood. The more that we can have people visiting the property, you know, let's face it, most people don't eat in the same restaurant every night. Not everyone wants to sit down and have a full dinner. So having a fast casual operator like Sushimaki, having the Starbucks opportunity, those are additive, we feel, to our formula, and it invites patrons to be there more than once a week that they might be eating in the restaurant, and those multiple visits are...
And then grabbing a Starbucks coffee, so...
Yes.
On the way out.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
Well, that's great. So I know you've been very active in ICSC and in the community. Talk to us a little bit about how your participation in these organizations have helped mold you, and you know, what are some takeaways?
So one of the things that I discovered very early on in my career is that many, many successful people take the time to give back. And everyone does that in a different way, some in more formal manners by serving on volunteer boards and organizations, some by simply taking the time to mentor younger people, volunteering in differing capacities. So I had always had a deep interest in politics and government, and a friend of mine invited me to attend a government relations committee meeting for ICSE's state committee in Florida. And an activity, by the way, that I shared with Jim, who was also very active in that role. And I started to meet people in that capacity as a volunteer. And after you have that experience, and the next time that you do business with someone that you've volunteered with, it's really a very special and unique relationship because the context isn't purely transactional. The context is one of a relationship you first developed by giving your time together and to benefit an organization or a charity or whatever that experience might be. It changes the dynamic quite a bit. And so I have found in progressing through various roles with ICSE, one that I enjoy in particular, I serve on the board of our charitable foundation. And the foundation provides scholarships both to students that are currently enrolled in colleges and universities, but also to professionals who are in the industry who want to attend some of the educational opportunities that are offered but simply don't have the means or their companies can't support them in doing that. So I feel that education is something that we should all be focused on because it is how we create the future leaders of tomorrow, and we need those people.
Well, thank you for giving back. In fact, some of our employees have actually applied for those scholarships. So, you know, comes around full circle. So I know Jim is going to cut us off soon. So I have a few last quick questions. One is, what is your view on the real estate market in Miami? And when you answer that, where do you believe we are in the cycle?
So people used to say we were in the eighth inning of the cycle, and they started saying that probably about 3 years ago. So we're either in some sort of a Groundhog Day movie, or we've been granted extra innings. So my view of that is we've been granted some extra innings, and I think that they're going to peter out like they always do. The business is cyclical, and those of us that don't recall the past are going to suffer it again in the future.
You mean like all those new hires that we have and all the people who are just coming out of school and, you know, all the people who are, you know, 22 to 35?
Yes, all of them that are working in banks and they don't know what a workout department is, and they're going to learn that that's not where people exercise in the morning.
Oh, I like that. I got to use that one.
Yeah, there you go. Feel free. But I think we've probably got another, I'm going to say 18, 24 months left, and I think everyone's behaved a little bit more responsibly in this cycle for the most part. So we know that from the lending community, and Jim can attest to this, that I think we're going to see that there was far more real equity in projects of every variety, whether they be some of the assets that I work in, like office and retail and marinas, or if they're even condominiums. So,
Arden,
yeah.
Lightning round.
Okay, my rapid fire. Okay, what are you reading right now?
I am reading The Gods of Guilt by Michael Connelly. I am a detective mystery freak, and I love The Lincoln Lawyer.
Okay, so are you an early bird or a night owl?
Complete early bird.
All right, so am I. Favorite TV show?
Right now, Billions.
Yes.
I am a Bobby Axe fan.
Yes.
Pizza or pasta?
Both.
Yum.
Me too.
And your favorite restaurant in Miami or anywhere in the world?
Right now in Miami, Mandolin.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Love the outdoor patio.
That's good stuff.
So I think we're coming on the half hour. So thank you, Jim. Thank you, Trish. This was a great show. Really enjoyed it again. So remember CBRE for all your real estate needs. And don't forget to go visit Monty Trainers on Bayshore.
Yeah, remember that CBRE is the biggest real estate firm in the world now. Is that not true, Martin?
Absolutely. We just released our first quarter earnings. And yes, we are the biggest in the world by a couple of times.
Yeah, so, well, that means you can handle just about everything that people come up with. So how do people find you, Arden?
They find me arden.carson@cbre.com. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can go on our website. I'm easily found. And obviously, you can just look on Freedom Business, and you can find me through through Jim as well.
There you go. I can't thank you enough. I've been trying to get Trish on for years. You finally did it for me. So thank you so much, Arden, and thank you so much, Trish. Thank you for all the great retailers in the Grove. Oh, yeah. Well, we're all going to get together and go to that Monty's. That's a real deal. Wanda, take us out. I want to thank our friends at CBRE. Brenda, thank you so much for putting all this together. Wanda, let's go.
Hallelujah. Ooh. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Ooh. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Ooh. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
And 880 The Biz is giving away $1,000. To help make it the best day ever, log on to 880thebiz.com and click on for a chance to win Mom $1,000. Sign up for free now on 880thebiz.com.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave, be awesome, be daring, be kind. Choose kindness.
Well, Wanda, it's been a great week, and put together a couple of different deals this week. So if there's folks out there that need some real estate finance, you should give me a call at 305-773-6300. Working with one group that's needing a bridge loan on a piece of land. We're helping them. We're going to close with them probably in about a month. Then we've got another client that's looking to finance their house. For them, we're going to close in about 3 weeks. So give us a call at 305-773-6300. Neither of those transactions was easy. We take the tough deals. If we can help you, give us a call. We'll bring our 35 years of experience in real estate to your team. 305-773-6300 gets me. Why call me? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
Recognized as one of the top 10 media influencers of real estate, this is Freed on Business and your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we've got the second half. We're going to talk about, well, some of the things I talked about on the social media webinar that we
good.
Had. Yeah, that's exactly what we're
media influencer
do.
You are.
We are. We're going to talk about some of the things. We're going to talk about some of the things we talked about there. So, you know, basically the premise was that social media has been around for about 10 years, and why'd you get involved? Well, I got involved because I had the radio show. The radio show is sort of a whole social media content creation hub, and on show 100, I brought in all these different social media people. I had originally been getting involved in Twitter, and I went to this PR thing about Twitter, and I sat next to this woman who I had met through Twitter.
You met her through Twitter.
Well, you know, we were tweeting and liking and all this other stuff. Really didn't know who the hell it was
cute.
At that time. Well, whatever. Blonda Stella Mejia is who it ended up being. And Blanca Stella Mejia sat next to her at this thing, saw her, she was meeting all these friends, and suddenly she became my Twitter expert. She ended up coming to Show 100, brought Johnny Social Media 305.
What makes a Twitter expert? Just keeps you maneuvering throughout the nonsense?
No, what it really is Twitter's a language. Johnny taught me how to talk in Twitter. When it was only 141.
Brevity.
Yeah. And brevity and all these signals and all this other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And driving traffic and
like
everything else.
LOL.
Yeah. H-A-H-A. H-A-H-A. Hashtag me too. You know, all these things.
Oh, boy.
But the reality is that I really have never taken enough time to really dive into it deeply because I can only go up on the surface. There's only so much time that I have. So I've been working with Rebecca Carlson to help me out with some of the social media. She's really been doing a great job.
Hey, Becca.
That's right.
Thanks for listening.
There you go. And then they go, how long did it take to make it work, the social media? I think it started working right away. I found that if you make a certain number of posts, you get some followers. So I've got like 4,000 followers on one platform, 3,000 followers on another. I've got about 7,000 followers on Twitter. I've made about 25,000 tweets, if you can believe that.
I can.
It's wild. Then Facebook is another platform, totally different audience, totally different style, totally different way
different
to talk.
Different vibe on the Facebook.
Yes, but Facebook is what we broadcast on. I've learned to market on Facebook now. The broadcast, we're getting more and more people watching, which is really cool.
Yay.
It is. It's really cool.
We actually may become a Facebook show.
No, we're never going to be we're a radio show that has a Facebook thing. I don't know if we're going to be doing a radio Facebook show.
I was trying to acclimate.
I know, but that's okay. We're not. We're always going to be
right.
A radio show. You
that's
taught me that.
Right.
There you go. Hey, so then they go, what did you do wrong? What mistakes are there to avoid? I don't know that I did anything really wrong other than I'm not exacting enough in some of the hashtags I use and in... Well, that's pretty much about it. So that's why I got with Becca Carlson, because they're helping me research the hashtags. There's all kinds of ways to do hashtags. You can go online. There's something called a hashtag generator.
What is the point of the hashtag?
The hashtags are chat rooms. It's like people search for the thing that's under the hashtag, and then anything you say that's like, say hashtag Miami Heat. So you go hashtag Miami Heat. Anything with hashtag Miami Heat is going to come down below.
Gotcha.
So it's sort of like a chat room vertically.
And this only happens on Facebook, or does it on Twitter?
It happens on each of them. The hashtag works that way on all of them.
Okay.
They've all tried to do it because there are certain common things that they have so that they can, you know, so that people don't have to learn 6 billion different languages.
Yeah, I get it.
It's not easy. I'm starting to sound like Johnny 305 here.
Well, no, but the world is getting a little smaller and we need to find better ways to communicate.
The world is very small. The real question is, would it be better or worse with social media? You know, I don't know that everybody needs to talk and get to know each other and we all have to be this tight, but I will tell you that since that it is that way, you need to become used to it. You need to realize that happens.
You need to acclimate.
Yes, that's the word, acclimate.
I like it.
Yeah, stick a toe in.
Oh,
there you go.
Boy.
So let's talk about it. What platforms are you using and am I seeing success? So I use LinkedIn. I see success there. I use Twitter. See success there. Facebook, success. Instagram, still really figuring it out.
I think you're just showing off.
I am showing off. I am showing off. I'm really very good at this.
Okay, then.
Vivian's much better than I am at Instagram, though.
I've learned
something every day at Instagram. Just today, I was staring at Instagram and learning about it. You know, if I take time and I absorb it, I can learn a lot of things. That's why it's freed on business and not just freed on real estate.
This is true.
I get bored if I just
That's
do
what
one
I like
thing.
You.
Yeah, well, I do this. I do the starting to work on the
You're
the community
a man
fair
with many
stuff.
Hats. Huh? Many hats.
Yeah,
many
I'm wearing
hats
my Lamborghini
like
hat this week for my Lamborghini. There you go. You got yours on too. Polo have his on?
No, I'm wearing polos.
I think after the show we should take a photo and hashtag Warren Henry.
Hash it, baby.
There you go. I like the hat on you. You look really Lamborghini'd up there.
I think I do.
You do look.
I feel like I have a little bit more money today.
Well, that Lamborghini hat's going to
When
make
I wear
it
this hat, I feel like I've got a little more cash.
Yeah, well, I walk around, I realize I'm wearing the Lamborghini hat and like my black t-shirt, and people are looking at me going, where's your gold watch? I left it at home.
It's in my secret wallet.
There you go. So then they go, did you make any key business contacts from social media? And this is where I got to go, that the real platform that I start out with is the radio show. The radio show is my social media content creation hub. And because I have the radio show, I use that to build relationships where I have value system alignment with the people, and that's how I go through and I build my business, and it really does work. I do get calls on those commercials. The people do call me. They come up to me all the time. And then I have the email blast that I send. And I think that somebody's that's going nowhere, nobody's listening. And then today at 10:30, I get a call. And you go, what time did the person call? They called 3 minutes after they got the e-blast.
Oh, boy.
There you go. This is what happens. And it's 7,000 people get the e-blast. You never know who it's going to be. You shoot an arrow in the air, and here it comes down.
It's got to be like an octopus. I think that should be your spirit animal. I think it's the octopus.
The octopus?
With all the hands.
All doing all kinds of different
things? The tentacles doing all sorts of things.
That's pretty interesting.
There's a very cartoony octopus somewhere.
We'll have to talk
there.
About that. Or like the thing that's on the bottle of liquor that's something. I can't remember what it is. It's the evil thing that
squid.
Well, a squid. There's something. There's just like Kraken. The Kraken. That's what they call it.
I had octopus for the first time a few weeks back.
It's
very
fabulous.
Yummy.
It's called calamari.
No, it wasn't calamari. It was better than calamari.
You had grilled octopus?
I think it, I'm not sure if it was, it must have been grilled, but it was good.
Oh, there you go. I love
octopus.
I love it. Oh, it's not calamari? Sure it is. Squid. It's the same kind of thing.
But no, it's not.
All right. Well, maybe you got to ask.
I think
maybe you got to ask the lady with the cooking show that's
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
Well, you got to ask her. Maybe
she would say no.
Well, we got to get her to call in and ask her.
All right.
We'll have to break, give her a call and find out.
All right.
So then key business contacts. Mm. That was for real. Oh my gosh, now it feels like my apartment. There's people banging on the ceiling.
Do you hear that?
I do. I feel it too. And then what was the biggest impact? Well, we're going to hold off. We're going to go to commercial. Then we're going to talk about what the biggest impact was. I think anybody who listens to the show knows what the biggest social media impact I've had is. But we'll go. We'll do the commercial break. We'll come back. We'll tell you what my massive social media success has been. And I will tell you that I have earned that social media.
Huge.
Oh, it is. It's huge. I'm the man, the myth, and the legend here.
In his own mind.
If I do say so myself.
Oh, you did.
Let's play some music. Ya tú probaste la otra vez. Por eso sabes que tú estás rico. Estás rico. Estás rico. Tú sabes que tú estás rico. Estás rico. Esto está rico. Yeah, it's the Prince. Fresh. In the unmarked car with the tents. Mark Anthony with the new anthem. Yeah, I know, it's a little intense. Ferragamo on the collar. We gon' mash a throttle in Miami Harbor. Girl, you want me like a shadow. You make a move, make it matter. There you go, Wanda.
Will's back.
There you go. We're Miami here.
It is.
We're
it's
Miami.
So
our
Miami.
Music is Miami. That was very Miami. And we are Miami. You and I at Polo, too. You know who else is Miami?
Ooh.
Warren Henry.
Yes.
Warren Henry is definitely Miami. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage you can. They're also Key West and Gainesville, by the way. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're here in Miami. Audi up in Gainesville. And then down in Key West, well, they've got just about everything. And again, I will say, Wanda, we're going on a road trip. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, and that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and red cap service. Means they come pick up your car, bring your car back. You never even have to go there. I like going there because I like seeing May, my service. Well, she doesn't work in service anymore. It's first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. My mom uses that all the time.
Hi,
so,
Lolly.
Hey, Lolly. Join me. That's my mom. It's Mother's Day this weekend.
I know.
Join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry. I love you, Mom.
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
And now, a minute inside the mind of the royal baby.
Wah, wah. Sure glad to be out of that cave. Boy, am I hungry. Bet I won't ever have to pay for a meal as long as I live. Also nice to know I'll never have to work. People will wait on me hand and foot forever. No rent, travel the world. All I have to do is act like I care about the peasants. This is going to be so much fun. And the women, they'll be in line looking to see the future king's sword. Or seventh in line king, whatever. Might have to take a few people out to get there. But doesn't matter, I'm royalty. Do what I want. I'll never even have to wipe my own butt. Even when I'm 40. Only a couple of days in and life is already so good. No, hey, peasant. Need a diaper change over here.
That was a minute inside the mind of the royal baby.
On 880, The Biz.
Well played, Wanda.
Well, thank you.
There we go. So what was the biggest impact that I had with social media? Well, that was obviously finding Vivian her kidney and projecting the goodness onto the world while I was doing it. In fact, I would say that the energy that I projected into the world was just as important as finding Vivian's kidney. Maybe not to me and Vivian, but to the rest of the world it was. And I think that that energy is what got us Vivian's kidney.
It is.
I believe so. I believe that that's what eventually when Betty DeMartini did
what
her
you
research.
Attract.
Yeah, well, you know, it's I like think a, so. So that's what I do. I'm a positive energy force bringing goodness to the universe.
Most days.
That's what my Facebook thing says. And I'm this on the new Facebook page post I put up, I'm looking off into the sky with Florida Field in the background.
Yes.
I swear to God, that's like heaven to me.
Good.
Now, what was the most unexpected thing I learned on social media was another question they asked.
Yeah.
I think that what I've learned on social media that was unexpected was how to speak that different language, and that I was disappointed when Twitter went to the longer form because that opened it up and made it more able for other people to do and took away my little special talent that I had learned.
Many.
Yeah, one of my many talents. Okay. I am a multi-talented person.
You're an octopus.
I am multi-talented. So any stories I want to tell? So I'll tell the story about how I use social media to help find Vivian her kidney transplant. I was desperate. We had had a person who for 18 months was committed to giving Vivian her kidney transplant and being the donor. And then I finally confronted the person after 18 months. He said, hey, what's going on? And they go, well, I haven't even asked my family yet. I said, well, you're not really committed then. We're going in a different direction. And the woman said, yeah, I guess you better have to. So we were absolutely flabbergasted, didn't know what to do. And I just was sitting there. It was the holiday time. And I just started praying to God and just shooting arrows into the sky and just doing Facebook posts and Twitter posts and LinkedIn posts and freaking out. I didn't spend a single minute on a single minute where I didn't Twitter or Facebook or LinkedIn post looking for Vivian.
Yep.
And I used Buffer and everything else so I could rest.
And the airwaves.
And the airwaves. And I did it. Relentlessly for years, and we found some people up in Brooklyn on Facebook, and that person said,
Hey,
did you know this other lady in Brooklyn on Facebook, the kidney mitzvah lady? So I met the kidney mitzvah lady. Kidney mitzvah lady said, you know, you're working up here with one group in New York. I'll go work down in Miami and try to find somebody for you. And she placed an ad in Craigslist. First ad found somebody. That person didn't come all the way through. They didn't match in the end. And then we were all disappointed. And we were getting ready to go to New York where we were uninsured. It was going to be crazy. It was going to be ice cold. They had that vortex thing.
Jeez.
Came. Oh, my God. I don't know how we would have survived.
I don't know.
We're only one exit away from
Jackson.
Okay,
but it didn't happen. It didn't happen.
No, it didn't because in the end, the Craigslist ad came in. Betty T. Martini felt the energy, opened it up, and came to us. And anybody wants to see what that looked like, can just go to my Facebook page or Google Vivian Fried Kidney and WPLG, and they can see it. And it was the most beautiful thing. So Facebook changed my life. It changed my world. Social media saved my wife's life. How about that?
That's good.
That is. It's somebody calling and asking how to do it right now. So that's a big story. I shared that. You know, it's been 10 years. What would I tell myself in the beginning if I knew what I knew now 10 years ago? I'd say, you really will do 25,000 tweets in 10 years, that you will get there, and that you will generate information from people and have great relationships with people that you met on Twitter. The most important and impactful relationship of anybody that I met using Twitter was Johnny305. I hope he's listening. If he's not, I'm going to tag him in this. Johnny305 taught me how to use Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and everything else and to be a player, as he would say. So Johnny305 is the most important person I met using social media. After Betty DeMartini, of course, and after the folks that helped us get to, I'm just blanking because I'm just so into it now. I'm so into it. Kidney
It'll
mitzvah.
Come to you.
Kidney mitzvah lady. What a beautiful person. Lives in a basement. I said, will you come down? She goes, I can't. I go, why not? She goes, because they have the electrical switch for the building in my basement. I go, why don't you just give the super in my apartment? I go, why don't you give the super your key? She goes, I want to be here. It's my responsibility.
She's good.
The woman
people.
Just lives.
Good people.
She lives to do mitzvahs, to do good deeds. And then the last thing they asked us is, what do we see in the next 10 years of social media? I see it becoming more prevalent. I see there's a platform that we don't even know about existing yet. Maybe it's a three-dimensional platform. Maybe it's Oculus, which
Oculus.
Is, yeah, go to Facebook and find out what Oculus is. They just built a 200,000-square-foot building out in California that I just saw funded by a pension fund. So they're the real deal, Oculus. You don't even know what it is yet until you go to Facebook, go on the top and see Oculus. Oculus is the...
How do you spell Oculus?
Oculus, O-C-C-U-L-U-S, something like that. Oculus?
Something like that.
Something like that, but it's virtual reality on Facebook. They paid billions of dollars for it.
I love that.
It's coming to you.
I've tried virtual... A friend had the goggle thing.
It's really cool.
So fun.
It's really, really... Really cool.
I almost didn't want to come back.
Yeah, well, we all live in these altered realities.
Dang it. I need this all the time.
Well, they're starting to do that on TV. I've seen a little bit of altered reality, augmented reality, but they're still not there yet. I think they're about a year away.
All right.
So that's what I see. I just see it being more fun, more interesting, more places to go, more people to meet, more things to do. And wow, that brings us almost to the end of the show.
I know.
So this is what I want to do. I want to do something a little bit special at the end of the show.
Good.
I want to thank every listener individually. Each listener who took time to spend time with me today, to thank you for choosing to spend that time with your to spend time out of your valuable day with myself, Wanda, and of course Polo the magic
dog.
Hey,
thanks.
So thank you. I want to give a shout out to the first responders. I see you guys all the time, men and women. Whenever I see a first responder, I give the shout out. I say thank you because they've helped me. I've had to be picked up and taken in the hospital with the ambulance. Vivian had to go in the ambulance. When you need them, thank goodness they're there. Pull over to the side and let them pass. It could be your uncle or your aunt or somebody else's or grandma in the back. Just be courteous. Be courteous. Be courteous. We got to play that thing about being courteous in Florida again when you're driving. I want to give a shout out to our sponsors. Warren Henry Automotive is going on seven years as a sponsor. Thank you so much. Carlson Integrated, the NFL Alumni Association. Support Howard, Fabian, and Bonefish Mac. Bonefish up in Port St. Lucie and Howard up there. Go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends, let us know who you want to hear from, join our community, give us feedback and comments, tell us who you want to hear from. You can tweet at me at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business is the show. Facebook has me and the show up, LinkedIn, lots of cool stuff there. They've added colored little things now on the bottom where you can comment. YouTube, we're just figuring out YouTube. Don't know how strong it is yet, but we're getting there.
We'll get there.
We'll get there. Website, it's getting more and more hits. I'm getting folks contacting me about business, so go up on the website. If you missed today's show, Becca has it up real fast. It'll be on our webpage, freedombusiness.com. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 8 a.m. next Thursday. At 6, we'll have J.P. Perez from the Related Group on. We're going to have a great show. We're going to talk about the future of urban development with J.P. Perez. Why do I do this show? Because I love doing it.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Remember, the person who wants to do something finds a way. That's us, Wanda.
It is.
The other finds an excuse. I don't know that person. Now go out there and make it happen, everybody. And remember, we're South Florida's longest running business talk show. So remember, go out there and make it happen. I'll be better next time at the end.
It comes to a tragic period in our nation when we equate dissent with disloyalty.
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
You want free speech? Let's see you acknowledge a man whose words make your blood boil, who's standing center stage and advocating at the top of his lungs that which you would spend a lifetime opposing at the top of yours. You want to claim this land as the land of the free? Then the symbol of your country cannot just be a flag.
On 880, The Biz. Another traffic report is just minutes away.